He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the May 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, talking about all kinds of stocks in the news today. Many of my stocks that I own in my portfolios reporting earnings today. We'll talk about as many as we can. In the meantime, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 92 points this morning. We've had a pretty good three-day run here, four-day run in the market. And the breadth, as I mentioned yesterday, spreading out. I now have 274 B-plus or higher stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. We got clear down to 80 or 90. There was a real dearth there for a while of good candidates, Best Stock Now. Now we've got 274. We've got the S&P up 11 points this morning to 2,708. We're back above 2,700 there. The NASDAQ is up 29 to 7,369. The Russell 2000 is up 0.3%. It's back to 1,600 now, is that small cap index. Crude oil backing down a little bit today, down 16 cents per barrel, as gasoline prices hit new highs around the country. Crude oil is at $70.98 per barrel. Gold is up $7 to $13.20 per ounce. Silver is up 20 cents to $16.74. The dollar is steady today, but it has been rising recently. Calm down a little bit now. That's helping our markets. The 10-year yield backing off today. It hit 3 again yesterday. That's resistance. That's the ceiling. It's at 2.97 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, California, but with clients all over the country. These United States of America, we saw a good day in the market yesterday, really strong move. You saw crude oil surge 3% yesterday after the U.S. leaves the Iran deal and an inventory drawdown here in the U.S. And those oil stocks continue to bubble their way higher. I continue to have a fairly decent exposure. I featured an oil stock yesterday on the show. It was a mid-cap stock headquartered in Midland, Texas. And you know that I own a couple other of the large oil stocks in my income and growth portfolio, my premier growth portfolio. But just like any other sector, there's leaders and there's laggards. And we do our best to own the leaders and not the laggards here at Gunderson Capital Management. Gasoline prices the highest since Hurricane Harvey. Well, and if you're in San Diego, California, or any part of California, you add on Jerry Brown's taxes that he's added. We pay the highest tax, maybe the third highest in the U.S., but you can tack on about 80, 90 cents per gallon in California. You know, along with taxes on everything else, you can actually invest in gasoline. There is an ETF that I've mentioned before, UGA. That's an unleaded gasoline ETF. It is breaking out right now to new 52-week high. So there, if you have an industry or a business that uses a lot of fuel, I don't. You know, Mountain Dew's about the only fuel we need to get through the day around here. Diet Mountain Dew, the green type kind. Well, a lot of businesses, however, if you own a delivery service, Uber drivers, whatever, maybe you hedge your business by buying UGA, which is an ETF that goes up along with gasoline prices. But don't forget, it also comes down with gasoline prices. Oh, we keep our eye on inflation. Inflation is a major factor in the economy, in the world, in the pocketbooks of the all-important consumer who drives this economy. Core CPI falls short of estimates. Still, not any signs of inflation out there. And of course, yesterday we had the PPI, the Producer Price Index, and it also showed about the same thing. Very benign inflation in the U.S. at the current time. One of the indicators that we keep our eye on, that's a monthly number that comes out, and a very important number at that. Jobless claims, they come out weekly. That's also a very important number. Where were the first signs of a recession start to show up? Could be the jobless claims numbers. You can't find any signs of a recession there today, however, and you have not seen any signs of a recession for the last several years in these initial jobless claims. They come in again at a new low. 211,000 initial jobless claims versus the 220,000 consensus. The jobs market still holding strong. One of the linchpins of our economy. One of the better indicators on a weekly basis. And don't forget, a monthly basis, those non-farm payrolls. We pay attention to that here at Gunderson Capital Management. We also pay attention to central banks around the world. Who's the most lenient right now? Where's the easy money? Well, the easy money continues to be in Europe, and the easy money continues to be in Japan. What are we doing here? We're tightening. The Fed is putting the screws down to us and raising rates at a very methodical pace, but they are going higher. The Bank of England, however, they make no change to their interest rate, which holds steady at 0.5. They are basically staying at a zero interest rate policy in the UK and Europe in general. That's your ECB, European Central Bank, remaining very, very accommodative, but they're not getting much growth out of it. GDP projections in England, 1.4%. You know, that's about all we got out of monetary policy by itself. Our Fed tried that experiment. That's all they did. Not our Fed, our Congress, our previous administration relied upon monetary policy alone, and it got us 1.5% to 2% growth, and that's what they're getting in England, 1.4%. They need some fiscal stimulus. Well, they're also trimming their inflation guess over in England to 2.4%. No sign of inflation there either. So we continue to watch central banks around the world. Did you hear what Jamie Dimon had to say about interest rates yesterday? How in tune do you think the CEO of JP Morgan, one of the largest banks in the world, is with the economy and with interest rates? Well, yesterday, CEO Jamie Dimon in a Bloomberg interview said that people should prepare. Now, people should prepare. This means investors should prepare for a benchmark treasury yield that was going to rise to 4%. Well, we're at 3% now. You've seen what damage that has done to the bond market. Yet I continue to see the same thing being done. If you're 70 years old, you should have 70% of your portfolio in the bond market. Well, if interest rates go to 4, they've already gone from 2 to 3. Now they're headed from 3 to 4. That is not a good environment for bond funds or bond mutual funds. You're going to own the individual bond to maturity, which most people don't do. That's okay. But if you are in a an asset allocation type of portfolio, and you have a big chunk of your portfolio in the bond market, just remember what Jamie Dimon said and what I've been saying since July of 2016. Jamie Dimon said people should prepare for benchmark treasury yields to rise to 4%. I think it's a given. I mean, the Fed has already announced their plans to hike a few more times this year and to hike several times next year. And what's happening to the utility stocks? They are coming down. The utilities yesterday, biggest intraday loss since February. Why? Because they're interest rate sensitive. They're bond proxies. Is your portfolio full of utilities? Why? That's crazy. Well, talking about crazy, what's California up to now? A lot of stocks to talk about today. Upland Software, ICU Medical, Ubiquity Networks. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am at Bill Gunderson on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson on Stock Twits, where I have like 56,000 followers throughout the day. You know, their site is a little bit troublesome. I'm not able to post as many messages as I used to. It kind of jams up the rest of your computer. So I've got it on a dedicated computer now on StockTwits. Still is a kind of a sticky website from my perspective, but I try to do my best. And, of course, my live trading subscribers, they hear from me throughout the day, my thoughts, or whenever I make a buy or a sell. What are they up to in California now? You know, every morning I wake up to some new rule, some new law here in California. California becomes the first U.S. state to require solar panels on nearly all new homes built after 2020 as part of a new energy efficiency standard adopted by the California Energy Commission. Well, you got to understand that California is dominated by Democrats. I mean, they have a supermajority. They have carte blanche to do pretty much whatever they want to do. Whether the people of California like it or not, you've seen it in the sanctuary cities, you've seen it in the recyclable bag, on and on and on. I could go on and on and on and on. While the move is a boost for the solar industry, critics say it will add $8,000 to $12,000 to the cost of buying a house in the state. As if housing prices aren't high enough now in California. Of course, maybe you'll save that money over several. I just think we ought to have the choice. You know, I just don't think we should be forced into things and doing things. The solar power industry provides 16% of California's electricity, the highest rate in the U.S., and it employs more than 86,000 workers. Of course, you know, the conventional form of electricity still provides 84% of California's electricity, and Lord knows how many workers it provides. Well, anyways, Ford stops production all F-Series pickups. Well, they had a fire at one of their parts plants. So if you want to get one of those Ford F-150s, you know, they've got their inventory out there right now. Maybe the price has gone up a little bit, but it will be a while. That production, that assembly line will be moving about as fast as the assembly line at Tesla. Ford says it will have an adverse impact on near-term results, but it maintains full-year guidance of $1.45 to $1.60. You know, I judge the guys that come on the Fox Business Channel, CNBC, Bloomberg, by the stocks they own. That's how I judge them. And I hear this guy this morning saying, oh, we own Ford. We're a big owner of Ford. And I say to myself, you know what? I'm not listening to him anymore. Why would you own Ford stock? Talk about a soggy, stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. Well, what do you really think of Ford, Bill? Booking.com, they beat by $1.33, the stock getting knocked around here today. Now, Booking.com is the new version of Priceline. Priceline changed their symbol. They changed their name, and I do not own the stock, but this has been one of the great stocks. I have owned it in the past. This is one of the great stocks of our generation. I wrote about it in my book, in 2012 when it was trading around $500 a share. It was one of the 53 stocks that I chose as an example of a best stock then. Now it's $2,083. That's right. You go back and look it up in the book. Look up Priceline.com, see how much it was at that time. Along with Apple was in the book, and a lot of these oil stocks that are flying today, all in the best stocks now book. They didn't all turn out, but there were some huge, huge winners in there. AutoZone, another one that comes to mind. Booking Holdings is down $100 a share today. That works out to a 4.6% move downwards. It's been hitting new all-time highs recently, so let's not get too upset with it. I do not currently own it. Okay, one more here. Roku is having a good day. Roku is up 3.9%. I don't own Roku either. Roku is hoping to be kind of the next Netflix in a way. The company now has 20.8 million streaming hours. That grew by 56% to 5.1. Oh, it grew year over year, 56%. They now have 5.1 billion streaming hours. The average revenue per account jumped by 50% to $15.07. I do pay $7 every month to Roku. I'm not quite sure what for. I need to go back and see. I think I subscribe to the concert channel or something like that. I have several companies in the news today, and I'm trying to decide where to even begin when we come back. Many of them are emerging growth stocks. And they're in the news today. I think probably we'll use this one here. Yeah, that's a good one. We'll use that one as an example. An Austin, Texas company that develops cloud-based enterprise work management software to plan, manage, and execute projects and work. Let's see where this stock is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. The company, a small cap stock, again, it's in my aggressive growth portfolio. It is currently ranked at number 49 a month ago. It's dropped to 510 recently, but I own it. This stock over the last 3 years has delivered to investors 68% per year. It IPO'd in 2014 at $12 per share, and today it's $31.22 per share, and it is bolting higher on huge volume. It is up 10% today, hitting a new all-time high. It is one of the anointed ones, one of the 30 stocks or so that I currently own in my aggressive growth portfolio, which has really been taking off lately. You know, if you were to ask me, where is the action in the market going? Well, it's happening right now in the energy patch, and it's happening right now in technology, in the tech stocks. And not only the big ones, but it is really trickling down big time to a lot of these aggressive growth, small cap, mid cap tech stocks that are growing at very rapid paces. I could give you five examples when we come back, but I'm going to narrow it down to just two. What's the name of the stocks that I will be talking about here? Well, you're going to have to sit through the break. Go cut yourself a grapefruit. Whatever. Have some orange juice. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're getting the highest gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey. Well, you can buy the ETF UGA, you can buy the ETF USO, which is oil, or you can buy some of the leading stocks in the energy sector. If you go to my app and you click on Sector Energy, there they are. It'll bring up the highest ranked stocks based on momentum and valuation. Those two characteristics combine into one nice, neat package, and it will point you to the leaders. And then look at the charts of those stocks, the one-year charts. Some of the stocks are large-cap dividend payers. Some of them are small-cap aggressive growth. Then decide what your risk tolerance is, your risk objective. If you've got a 30 spots on your portfolio, which I do, I usually run about 30 different roster spots on my portfolio. Try to select the very best from different categories in the market. And one of the sectors that's working right now is the energy patch, and obviously the technology sector, which we'll get to here in a moment. No signs of inflation out there right now. There's no signs of weakness in the jobs market right now. You've got accommodative central banks around the world still, as our central bank rising a little bit their rates, Fed fund rates. We know what track they're on. And Jamie Dimon said yesterday, get ready for 4% treasury yields. That's where we're headed. All right. One of the little stocks that I found using my app, I would never have found it any other way unless I would have read an article about it somewhere or stumbled upon it. The name of the company is Upland Software. It's a small one. It's $667 million, half a billion. Here you've got Apple headed towards a trillion. This one's clear down at half a billion, all right? So there's... always take a look at that risk scale, where these stocks sit on that risk scale. Upland Software, UPLD, is one of about 30 or so stocks that I own in my aggressive growth portfolio. The action in the market has really been spreading out to these types of companies. I guess you could call them momentum technology, small cap stocks, but they also have to make sense from a value proposition for me. Now listen to the growth at Upland in earnings over the last four quarters at this Austin, Texas-based software company, cloud-based enterprise work management software. Here's their last four quarters of earnings, up 317%, up 127%, up 208%, and up 131%. Compare that with a soggy stock like Disney or Coca-Cola or Procter & Gamble. They're down in the single digits. They're lucky to get 2, 3, 4% growth. Last four quarters, once again, 317, 127, 208, and 131. Sales growth accelerating, 25% quarter over quarter, 35% quarter over quarter, 44% quarter over quarter, and this quarter, 52%. And yet the stock is trading at a fairly reasonable forward PE ratio of 20. Which ain't bad with that kind of growth. Well, no guarantees going forward, but let's just use this as an example of the two characteristics that I like colliding with each other in space or in Austin, Texas: valuation, decent value, growth at a reasonable price, and momentum. Let's begin with the momentum side of the equation. This stock now has a three-year track record. Over the last 3 years, it has delivered. There is not a dividend yield here. Okay, this is pure growth, and it's very aggressive. This is a very aggressive stock. But it has delivered to investors the bottom line capital appreciation average last 3 years, 67% per year, while the market's 8.6%. Over the last 12 months, Upland Software is up 40% while the market's up 12.6%. Momentum grade in my system is a B+, We'll see what this big move today does to it. That should raise that momentum grade. On the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99, Upland Software checks in with a 92. So without question, the relative strength, the momentum, the alpha, whatever you want to call it, it currently resides in this little stock as just one example. Now, you could obviously do a screen at Investor's Business Daily. I'm only interested in stocks with a relative strength of 90 or better. But that leaves out valuation. And that's always been my problem with Can Slim. I mean, that came to the fore in 2000 when those Can Slim stocks came crashing down because there was a letter missing in Can Slim. In my book, that letter is V. That consonant is V in that acronym Can Slim. The big V, value. Value is important. Yes, I know. We heard it back then. It's a new paradigm. Value doesn't matter anymore. It does matter. It took 17 years for the NASDAQ to get back to where it was in 2000. I lived through it. I witnessed it. I watched it. I'm glad to have that in my experience in the business, in the industry. I'm glad to have the experience of 2008. I've been in it now for over two decades. I've witnessed the best of times and some of the worst of times, the worst recession of all time, right down there next to the Great Depression. You learn during experiences like that. You get honed. You learn lessons. Well, valuation does matter. So let's turn to valuation. Upland Software, currently trading at a forward PE of 20. It's expected to continue to grow by 20% per year over the next 5 years. That's according to the analysts that follow the stock. I am not one of those analysts that follows the stock. I used to do that way back a couple decades ago. I rely on consensus analyst reports. Let them do the legwork. Well, when you take a forward PE of 20, and you divide it into an estimated growth rate of 20% per year, you get a PEG ratio of 1. That is the PE, forward PE in this case of 20, divided by the G, growth. 20 divided by 20 equals 1. Growth investors like PEG ratios close to 1. I've given you many examples under 1 here recently. Now, if we do a little math, question. This is question number 9 on your math test this week. If you take those earnings, which are expected next year of $1.46, and you grow them by 20% per year over the next 5 years, that's real easy math. And then you apply what I consider to be a reasonable multiple to those potential earnings, I get a target price of $55 per share on the course, on the track, on the expectations that are out there now on the stock. The current stock is currently trading at 32. Now, beware. This is one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. This is a small cap. It's almost down there around a micro cap stock. This is not a recommendation, but it's an example. How's the best way to teach what relative strength, momentum, and alpha is? Well, you got to give a living example in today's world of a stock that possesses it. What's the best way to illustrate and teach valuation? You have to use an example of a stock that possesses a reasonable valuation. And when those two come together, this stock has a Gunderson grade, overall grade of B, but I bought it back when it was like an A minus or something. It was number 49 1 month ago, and it is breaking out to new all-time highs today as it beats earnings estimates. Now, what impact, cause and effect? We'll probably see those earnings estimates for next year revised higher. That means that that five-year equation will produce a higher number, and when you multiply it, you'll probably get a stock that's worth more than that $55 target price. Having said that, dripping with risk, I always own, I never make any one position more than 2, 3, 4% of my overall portfolio. When we come back, I've got another good example for you on this Thursday, the day before Newsletter Friday. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I run four portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. Two of the growth nature, one of the income and growth nature, and one with ETFs and mutual funds for some of those tag-along accounts, some of those smaller portfolios where you just can't own individual stocks. I report every week in my newsletter, report on, it's my internal research. I force myself every week to look at things like the German Bund and inflation in the UK and other factors that affect and impact your portfolio. And I report to you in the newsletter every weekend. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you look at your portfolio, I don't know who you're with. Maybe you're managing your own money. Generally speaking, I talk to folks that manage their own money and they're nervous wrecks. Well, I'm a nervous wreck too. But you don't need to be a nervous wreck. It has to be a methodical way, and you have to try to stay in the sweet spot in the market. You know, it's all you can do is do your best. But the sweet spot of the market is not Colgate-Palmolive. It's not IBM. It's not Walmart. It's not Coca-Cola. Those are stocks of yesteryear. And I don't believe in being passive. There is nothing passive about this world that we live in. There is nothing passive about the market at all. Interest rates change. Cause and effect. The sectors in the market, valuations, economies change, world events change. You have to be willing to make some changes and be active along the way. Too many investors, I think, have been lulled into this passive. We've been a 9-year bull market, and many people have been lulled into this passive form of investing, which requires very little work on the money manager's part. No wonder money managers want you to be passive. They don't have to work as hard. Well, it's done okay in this bull market, but now you've got the bond market being disrupted. And at some point in time, the stock market will be disrupted. So I think it's better to be active, it's better to be vigilant, it's better to be on the watchtower looking out on the horizon, but in the meantime, making hay while the sun shines. And my newsletter, I'm a market timer. My newsletter went positive in March, late March 2009. And every week I revisit that signal. Every single week I put my neck on the line. And I have said to stay in, despite all of the attacks and all the fiery darts and all the threats and all the naysayers and all the permabears and all of the politics and all of the world events, I've stayed focused on earnings growth and I've stayed focused on the economy. And they have been growing for the last 9 years, both of them in tandem with one another. That's been the most important indicator of all. Every day I hear someone saying, this indicator is flashing this, or that indicator is flashing that. But if you look back, if you sold at any point in time over the last 9 years, you made the wrong decision. Well, how important is that weekly newsletter, that internal research that I do here as a professional money manager? My business, my firm, I'm proud to announce, is hitting a new all-time record high today. We have had a record number of people sign up and open new accounts at Gunderson Capital Management in 2018. We had a record quarter, and we're hitting a record high number of money under management. The Premier Growth Portfolio is hitting a new high for the year. The Ultra Growth Portfolio is hitting a new high for the year. You might want to at least take a look at what we're doing here at Gunderson Capital Management. And yes, there's the safe money alternatives too. For those of you who have chattering teeth and knees that knock, if you even mention the word S&P 500 or the phrase S&P 500, I've seen people's knees start to knock, sweat form on their forehead. Well, there's safe money too out there. If that's you and the market's not for you, but as a growth vehicle, is if you still need growth in your portfolio, who doesn't need growth? If you're still working, we need it to grow. College funds, Roth, you can't afford to miss times like this. 9 year runs in the market and it's still going. Well, I can't get in now. Well, I've heard that from people for the last 8 years. I can't get in now. You have to make hay while the sun is shining. We're looking at a record year of profits this year and another record year next year. It will come to an end at some point in time, and that's my job, to be up on the watchtower to see that those storm clouds gathering and the earnings recession and the economy recession. But in the meantime, we make hay while the sun shines. Go to my website. You can start with the newsletter. You can listen to the podcast. You don't have to miss a show. GundersonCapital.com. Or you can call us and say, you know, why don't you look at my portfolio? I'm not so sure with what my guy's doing or my gal is doing. I don't like what I'm in right now. I don't see any movement. I don't think they're very active or on top of things over there. I hear that story all the time. Well, we have a toll-free number, 855-611-BEST. And I will be getting around to every market I'm in this year, hopefully a couple of times before this year is over. We're just finalizing plans, working out plans. We need a few more things to come together so that we can figure out. We should be back in Sarasota soon, and Dallas soon, and Atlanta and Seattle. And all the markets, other markets that we are in. I love visiting, and we'll put on some workshops. But right now we're so busy making hay while the sun is shining. That's the most important place I can be right now, taking care of my clients. Now, when I go on the road, I take my office with me. I take my radio equipment with me. I never miss a day in the market. I love it. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.